My name is Valentina. My last name Voloshko. I know a little bit about the root of my last name, but in general, we have a flower with approximately the same name in my country. It's one of the symbols of our country. It's blue flower, and it looks like blue flower with field of wheat, yellow wheat. And that's why probably I have this connection with my, I am feeling that I have connection with my last name. It's the cornflower, like actually. And it's one of the symbols of our like traditions.
Oh yeah, beautiful.
The mix of these colors is actually the mix of our flag, Ukrainian flag, yellow and blue. And yellow means fields of wheat or something like this. And blue, it's a sky. And there is approximately how our flag looks like.
Wow,
The mix of the colors.
that's really cool. I didn't know that.
I told that I'm from Ukraine right now. Yes, I'm from Ukraine, originally from Ukraine. But it looks like I become the person of the world. Because a lot of changes. I crossed the half of the world with my family and but try to build my life here. It's not easy process. Probably that's everything.
Okay, yeah, that's totally fair. And like I said, you're welcome to share as much or as little as you feel comfortable. So don't let me push you because I'm going to ask you follow-up questions. And if you.
Because I don't understand, like in general, I understand my situation right now, but I don't feel, I don't know a lot about my future. I'm not 100% in my future, and that's why, like, I'm looks like I'm somewhere in the boat, in the middle of the sea. Not in the middle of the sea, but it feels like. And you don't know where you will be next day.
Yeah, it feels like a lack of control, right? Because the current can take you anywhere. But we were talking a little bit about trust and like knowing that something brought you here and supported you in this very difficult journey.
Right now, like this boat, it's Canada, but I'm still in process. I have some control with this boat, but not in general.
What do you feel when I say the word, when I say belonging? Like, is there like a smell, a taste, a sound? We talked about this in the dialogue sessions, right? But if there's like a memory or moment that comes up for you where you felt that sense of belonging.
For me, like belonging, if we're talking, not it's not a smell. In most of cases, it's just what I can see. The mountain. We have some mountain in Ukraine. It's not like full territory. It's not far. It's far from my actual home in my previous life. But still, we have a Green Mountains, Carpathian Mountains, and I enjoy it when we travel in this region. And here, I feel like I supposed to born near mountains. I feel like I like mountains in general. And right now, we live close by, and always I wake up in the morning, and when I go to the work, like my first visit, I saw the mountains. And it's feel I always check, okay, there is sky, or I can see, or it's somehow covered by snow, or it's rainy. I always check the weather on the mountains, and that's why probably the first connection it's with the mountains. The second one, I remember when I came on the second day, our friends introduce us the Lynn Valley Canyon, with the river and everything, and I was not surprised, I don't know how explain it, when I saw the shoes, kids, like orange shoes on near the street on the
Orange shoes.
orange shoes, yes. And then I asked my friends like why it's here, and they explained it not couple of years, but I think like 5 years ago approximately, the researchers find the place where the indigenous kids was
Buried.
yeah. And it this orange shoes, it means that it shoes from that diet kids too.
Yeah.
And like the kids, it's angels. Why are they supposed to die? It's for no reason. And the same story for indigenous kids. It's the same story for our kids. It's not just about war which happened right now. A lot of kids died injuries without legs, hands. They had a sexual harassment. But in our history, in 2000, not 2019, 37, the same story when the Soviet Union tried to kill our nationality, and like a lot of families don't have any foods. I don't remember exactly the numbers of died kids, families. It's million people. Not one, I mean few million or 20 million. It's huge number of deaths. And it's because somebody wants to have a power and they want to kill our nationality. In our history, every hundred of years, other country try to occupy and make our nationality the same as theirs. And I have this feeling like some connection with this local history, not good history, not good side of history, and our history too.
Yeah.
And especially for kids, for me, it's we older, we make our own decision, made our own decision. But for kids, they don't have this possibility. They cannot change something. They can, but it's like small portion. And why are they supposed to die?
I feel your pain, and I feel it for so many parts of the world right now where we have a similar situation unfolding. And I just don't understand it. There's nothing that justifies what's happening. There's no sense to war. I don't think power can absolve you of what people are doing in the world today. But also, thank you for saying that. Like, thank you for remaining affected by it, right? Because I think it can be so easy to be hardened, and that's how this cycle continues, right? It's like people go through suffering and pain, and it hardens them. But
But
you're
then,
feeling so deeply about it, which is a good thing, right? It means it shows us that there's humanity still, that people are good. Like, even if people are bad, people are good, right?
yes, of course.
Because you can feel the pain of another community that is not your own, but also feel it as though it was your own.
Yes, and for me, it's no matter like what color your skin or where you was born or what you believe in, I mean religious believe in. Everyone come to this land for the life, Not for the like in general, yes, the cycle of the life finish with death, but everyone's supposed to live sometimes, which God gives for doing something in this life, something good. And why it's finished so early? Because for other person decision to kill. It's a difficult question, and for me, any power, I mean, power as a government power or something like this, don't cost this life.
We're so capable of love and compassion, but we're also so capable of hate and destruction. And the idea that we need to all be the same identity is just such bullshit. Like, again, for lack of a better word, like, we all have our beautiful culture and traditions, and that's part of belonging too, right? Is the ability to practice and be who we are as people, what we've learned from our ancestors, and to pass that along. And so even in the face of such brutality, we carry that hope, we carry that piece of ourself, of, you know, what makes us feel at home. So when we're thinking about the world, there's like the horrors, which are very real and feel kind of helpless at times. But then there's also what's in our control, right? And so what do you do when you're in that place where you're not, you know, when you're feeling the weight of the world, like, how do you make yourself feel better?
The nature helped me to feel more calm. Yeah, the traveling helps, but I don't have enough time to travel. But in when it's not raining outside, we try to travel around Vancouver. It's a lot of place to enjoy the nature.
Yeah, so the mountains. I really loved what you said earlier about always checking the weather on the mountains.
It's actually I'm doing this every day when I go to the work. My bus stop, I need to cross the street and I see the mountain, and I can show the picture. I have some,
Okay.
yeah, and one mountain is my near my working place, and one it's like close by, but in general it's different mountain near Lonsdale. And the end of Lonsdale in North Vancouver. And when I on my lunch on working place, and if I'm outside, I always check the other mountain. They have a ski, not resort, but ski line, and it's like hole between the trees. And I always check, okay, there is snow on, not snowing in the springtime. I check, okay, how many snows left on that place.
This is something that you've carried with you from home, and like this is something that you continue to do here.
Yes,
Or
but
is
at
this a new
home,
ritual?
it's I think it's new because I was born not close by
Ah,
mountain.
yes.
It's like 800 kilometers, something like this. But we with my family, my actual family with my kids, we travel time to time to Carpathian Mountains, and that's why it's interesting for me. But here I always check the weather.
So, I mean, it sounds like you have a close relationship to nature, and you know, you're talking about mountains and how it makes you feel like just being connected to the land makes you feel better. And so, I was wondering if there's other things you want to say about your relationship to this land.
As I explain you, I feel that connection with the history, the bad part of the history, which like, have big impact on my feeling too. What else I want to say? This very interesting for me. It's multicultural and how people feels in this multicultural society. I was in United States like many years ago, probably 15 years ago. I don't feel this feeling. I didn't feel this feeling. And here it looks like a small part from which part of the world? I mean, the society, some people, but it's like if we compare with the picture, it's like different colorful pieces from different part of the world, like where you show me what you want to do with the pictures, and it makes new map for local place. I feel like this, and each pieces connected to each pieces, and feel comfortable in this map. I mean, it's not like separated part. It's everything combined in one good scheme.
Yes,
everything connected carefully. For me, it's. I cannot tell that I'm happy. Actually, I don't feel happiness a lot of time. But in general, for me, it's amazing the situation that the people can find connection between different cultures, different religions, different societies, different nationalities, and everyone feels like in their good connection. Something like this.
Yeah, so you're saying it feels nice to be in a place where people feel accepted for who they are, and like all the different kinds of people can exist together, yeah?
Yes, and everyone with respect. I heard from a lot of people, like they ask which country I am originally, and a lot of people told like, oh, we support Ukraine, be happy that you are here, and they worry about our future too, and like I feel this support in general. I remember one old Iranian man told, if you need something, we always here. Like actually, I don't need physical help. Hopefully, I am working and I can survive. But this is very important for my feeling. And I spoke with one of our colleagues, she's Iranian too, North Vancouver has a big Iranian community, and she told when she came approximately 30 years ago, they was for local feeling is a bad guy, and she happy that we don't feel this, we have that support. And again, if we're talking about Canada, you need to start again from the beginning.
Yeah.
And that's your education, nothing, your experience, nothing. Just wash the toilets first time. I am joking in general, but in each joke, just part of the joke.
Some of it is serious. Well, now that we're here, I can't help but think about responsibility and what does it mean for us to be here on this land.
If we're talking about responsibility, first of all, what I'm thinking is responsibility for the people, for like everything, for legislation, it's 100%, but the main responsibility for the nature. Because we as a human produce a lot of garbage and destroyed a lot of nature, and our responsibility to keep this land good enough for next generation. I understand that some impact we cannot change at all, it's already done. But we can prevent the next damages and keep as much as we can in good condition. I don't know how to choose the best words for this, but in general, first of all, our responsibility for the land, which here, for land, which everywhere, because it's our. We receive food from the land, the place for the living, water, and in general, we can breathe because we have a land, we have a lot of trees which produce the oxygen And we saw the old movie, I forget the name, where is whole land was with water, and I told, okay, I understand that it's movie, it's just the idea, but how they can survive after 50 years if there is no green trees? Who produced the oxygen?
So you're kind of painting this picture for me of the future where things don't look so good. But let's talk about the future of belonging. For you, I'm wondering if belonging is situated in a place, in a time, or if it's changing.
Here in Canada, I think it's more than three waves of immigrants.
Yeah, we're talking
about. There is a big community here, and I met some people which have, it's like a third generation of Ukrainian immigrants. And that's why Canada probably one of the countries which I feel more connected with my Ukrainian tradition, religions, and way of thinking. And if we're talking about nature, in general, there is a park close by here, and previous summer we with my friend kids visited it, and I told her, okay, look on this grass trees which around us, if we cover it all houses which Canadian style or American style houses, and just looking on the nature, it's the same as at home, like the same grass, like different type of grass, the same tree, the same know how this is called in English, but near water, like looks like we are at home if we cover it all buildings which nearby and we don't see it. It looks like we are at home. And yes, the some part of nature looks the same. And I remember in my working history in Ukraine, we have one consultant which came from Canada. I don't remember from which city she was. She told us, but for me in that moment it was somewhere in Canada. And I think she or her family immigrated from Latin America or some that part. And she told, oh, I study in, when I study at school, I attend Ukrainian dance classes and I dance Ukrainian dance. For me it was, that moment it was like miracle. And she told, it was one project for getting Ukrainian farmers best access to lending funds or for borrowing funds. And she traveled somewhere in Ukraine and she told, oh, I understand why we have a lot of Ukrainian in Canada in that area, because the nature looks like the same. And she told, oh, I understand why Ukrainian immigrants was in Canada, because the nature and fields and everything looks similar. Not everything, but a lot of things.
I think that's actually so profound, right? It's like, if we cover all the houses, then we're home. Like,
yeah.
We're, it's the same earth. It's almost like we all belong everywhere, but that our histories are separate and that we need to respect those histories and build a future where all of our histories can intertwine and respect each other at the same time, you know? And, like, not try to change each other.
Yeah.
Even though we will change each other slowly, but more organically than by force, right?
Yes. If we live together, we study something, we accept something for our life. I mean, take something to our everyday life from other cultures. If we feel that we feel organic with this, yeah, we change each other in some good way if we just do nothing. I mean, we live our own life and we introduce our life, our style of life, our culture, and other people, if they want, they accept. If they don't want, they don't accept. But
we are choosing to be here together and respecting one another and meeting each other halfway and not forcing ourselves on each other.
I don't know how to explain it. And for me also, this project, like as the previous one, I don't remember, somebody asked me, why are you going that, like, you need to take time and everything. And I thought it's like I'm going outside of my comfort zone, and I met people which I never, like, technically I never met. For example, Chief Janis. In my everyday life, probably I never met her. And other ladies which was in the group, and for example you, if I'm doing my everyday life, nothing changes.
Mm-hmm.
And this is possibility to build new relationship, have a new experience, met other people which, like, looks like from different lives.
Yeah.
In general. And it's not my comfort zone. I mean, I feel comfortable to speaking with other people, but in general, English not my native language. I don't have enough language skills, and grammatically maybe I'm not always correct. Not maybe. In general, not correct. But you can share something from your life. I can share something from my life, from my experience, from my feeling. And it looks like we are building this connection, like our own imagined tree for this land, and this our old experience, feeling, like we build this mental society. Something like this.
No, that makes sense. Yeah, I think that's why I'm doing this work too, right? It's like spending time with people. Like, where am I gonna run into such a wide range of people? And I feel like I learn so much. So selfishly, I do it for myself, right? I do it so I can learn and be more compassionate and more understanding to different kinds of people on the planet. And to also get out of my own head, right? To be like, oh, my life is just one of many, 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 many lives, right? Yeah, so thank you for sharing your story.